This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've been doing a Focus and Amplify study of 1 Chronicles 22 through 29. We identified the focus as helping others succeed. This was amplified by seeing how David prepared resources, materials, and workers to help Solomon build the temple. David also shared the plans he had received from the Lord. Then he prayed with a joyful heart for the success of the project. His prayer is found in chapter 29, verses 10 through 13. Praise be to you, O Lord, God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. David felt very unworthy to be able to participate in this way in a project God didn't allow him to do. He failed at times in other areas of his life, but in this final involvement, he wanted to pass before God the test of the heart. With integrity, honesty, and grace. There's much to learn from his example in 1 Chronicles 22 through 29. For projects God might allow us to do, it would be wise to prepare adequately, develop a plan, and bathe it in prayer. But whenever we have the opportunity to help someone else succeed, we should put the same effort into preparing, planning, and praying.